Part of what you've been talking about, we can do ourselves, but part of it needs professional help. I'm thinking back to our conversation about asset protection, and then we're talking about estate planning. Now, I'd like your guidance on how to find the appropriate, the ideal partner in this, the professional advisor, the attorney specifically in this case, who's going to understand the kind of principles that you've been talking about.
Well, one of the things I want to hit on with regard to that is you mentioned the term partner. And I think that whether you realized it or not, I think that that is a crucial term, that partner. Because when I look at it, I say assembling your team. A team is basically a group of individuals all working towards a common objective. We all want to accomplish the same thing. And when we're talking about estate planning, is we want to make sure that your estate is planned the best it can possibly be planned. For your retirement, we want to make sure that you are taken care of as well as you can possibly be taken care of during your retirement. When you find a professional that wants to work with you, I love those commercials where you'll have somebody at their wedding and you've got a guy standing up, he's kind of wiping tears from his eyes, and you say, well, this day's been a long time coming. It's something that we planned for 15 years ago. We made the proper investments, and we've really seen it to where today it's all come to fruition. I'm just so proud to be here. And then he says, but then again, I'm just the investment advisor. Let's hear from the dad. I love that. It's that type of a mentality that we need to find. So one of the things that I tell people a lot of times is, I don't want to say don't go through the phone book. But at the same time, going through the phone book doesn't tell you a whole lot about anything. I oftentimes refer people to recommendations that they receive. Talk to other people that are in your similar industry. You know, talk to, if you're a real estate investor, talk to other real estate investors and see what they are doing and see who they are talking to. I get a lot of my business through word of mouth referrals because people will say, hey, if you want somebody that understands what it is you want to accomplish, you need to contact him and he can help you. And I look at it that way because I don't really even have to advertise a whole lot because that's how I get a lot of my business is that people say, I understand that you know what it is that I want to accomplish. How can you help me to do that? So ask people that if you're a real estate investor in a real estate investment group, ask amongst your group. Maybe if you have sometimes other people that are like-minded, maybe in a similar situation, ask them who they've used. Because what you'll find is that they'll tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're not going to refer somebody if they don't feel comfortable with that particular person. If they had a bad experience, they're not going to refer that person. So ask around and get that type of information.